You're listening to New Tnia. A spinning tool made strong motor material from metal powder. Researchers consolidated iron silicon powder into dense, strong soft magnetic discs with one friction-based forging step. The material combined tensile strength above 650 MPa with useful magnetic properties, but only small laboratory specimens were tested, not a working electric motor or an industrial production line. A rotating tool has turned iron silicon powder into a dense magnetic composite without the long, separate coating and sintering sequence normally used for this class of material. The laboratory discs were both mechanically strong and able to carry magnetic flux, a combination sought for compact electric motors. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
A.U.S. National Laboratory team used in-situ friction stir forging to consolidate pre-oxidized Fe 3.5C powder in one high-temperature step.
Why does it matter?
Soft magnetic composites can guide magnetic flux in three dimensions, which could give motor designers more freedom than stacked steel sheets.
What is the catch?
The researchers made small discs in a laboratory and did not build or test a complete motor. Key number. The forged composite exceeded 650 MPa in tensile strength while keeping coercivity below 10 OE. Why motors need a difficult balance. The iron inside a motor must carry a changing magnetic field efficiently. Conventional electrical steel is stacked in thin laminations because the boundaries between sheets suppress circulating electrical currents that would otherwise waste energy as heat. Soft magnetic composites start from insulated magnetic particles. They can support three-dimensional magnetic paths and more complex shapes, but adding insulation often weakens the final part or complicates production. A useful component must therefore combine electrical resistance, magnetic response, and mechanical strength. What the forging process did. The team began with iron powder containing 3.5% silicon by weight. A heat treatment formed a silicon-rich oxide shell around each particle, then a rotating friction tool pressed and stirred the powder at temperatures above 850 degrees Celsius. That motion produced plastic deformation, recrystallization, and bonding without fully melting the material. The process left less than 1% area porosity and preserved an oxide layer about 0.9 micrometers thick between particles, which helps interrupt unwanted electrical currents. The resulting discs reached a saturation magnetization of about 187 emu per gram and stretched about 18% before breaking. Those measurements suggest the process avoided the usual choice between a magnetically useful part and a structurally fragile one. Why one step could matter. Conventional powder routes may require separate coating, pressing, and long sintering stages. Combining consolidation and oxide layer formation around the particles could shorten processing and reduce handling, especially for near-net shape parts that need little machining afterward. The new Tnia reading is narrower than the paper's motor promise. The measurements show a credible material processing advance, but a motor designer still needs frequency-dependent loss data, geometry-specific performance, and repeatable production before the approach can compete with laminated steel. Before we overstate the result, the study used small disc-shaped specimens, not full-size stators, rotors, or a working motor. Scale-up will require new tool designs, process control, and evidence that complex shapes remain uniform. The paper reports material properties, not motor efficiency, torque, noise, cost, or production rate. Temperatures above 850 degrees Celsius and specialized tooling may affect industrial economics. What happens next? The researchers need to forge larger, motor-relevant geometries and measure core losses across the frequencies and temperatures found in real machines. Repeated batches must also show that oxide thickness, porosity, and grain size stay consistent. A prototype axial flux motor would provide the decisive comparison with laminated steel and other soft magnetic composites. Until then, the strongest result is the laboratory combination of low porosity, high strength, and soft magnetic behavior in one forged part.
Takeaway:
the rotating tool simplified how coated iron silicon particles become a dense magnetic solid. It has not yet simplified the manufacture of a motor because no motor was built and the process remains untested at industrial size. Read the full article at newtknia.com.